When Eastern State Penitentiary was established in 1829, Philadelphia became the home to one of the world's most progressive prisons. Prior to Eastern State, American jails in the 1700s were sites of extreme violence, where punishments such as flogging, whipping, public humiliation, and even execution were the norm. In response to these horrible conditions, a group of influential Americans created the Philadelphia Society for Alleviating the Miseries of Public Prisons, which was led by none other than Benjamin Franklin. This group believed in the power of penitence as the most productive method of reforming criminals, leading to the construction of a penitentiary where every prisoner was forced into solitary confinement. The penitentiary model became popular throughout the world, leading to the construction of over 300 prisons that emulated the Eastern State Penitentiary model. By 1913, the penitentiary abandoned its system of solitary confinement due to overcrowding, and Eastern State Penitentiary eventually closed in 1970. By 1994, the building was opened up to the public, where employees began conducting historical tours, which remains a popular tourist attraction to this day, especially around Halloween. While the tour claims to be merely historical, many people embark on these tours in hopes of witnessing paranormal activity. Not only is Eastern State Penitentiary one of the most famous and expensive prisons ever built, but it is also said to be one of the most haunted. Eastern State Penitentiary's most famous prisoner was Al Capone, who stayed for 8 months between 1929 and 1930 for having carried a concealed weapon. Most cells in the penitentiary were only supplied with a toilet, running water, heat, and a Bible, but Capone's cell was upgraded to contain a desk, a lamp, cushioned chairs, a rug, paintings, and even a small radio. Despite having nicer living conditions, Capone was uncomfortable during his stay, reporting that he had been haunted by the ghost of James Clark, a victim of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, a series of gang-related murders in Chicago which Capone had played a part in leading. Throughout the penitentiary's lifetime, prisoner testimonies of witnessing ghosts and other paranormal activity have often been attributed to the effects that solitary confinement has on the human mind. Who's to say that Capone didn't imagine Clark's spirit as a manifestation of his guilt for causing his murder? However, many of the ghost stories are consistent, which raises the question, were they simply imagined, or is Eastern State Penitentiary really haunted? Numerous people have reported ghostly sightings in cell block 4, including Gary Johnson, the penitentiary's locksmith. While he was fixing a lock in cell block 4, Johnson reports that he felt that he was suddenly being watched, but when he turned to look, no one was there. He went back to his work, but felt the intense watching feeling again, which left him frozen in fear. When he turned to look again, he saw a black shadow leaping across the block. Others have reported seeing shadows and also faces in cell block 4, making it a popular destination on the historical tour, where visitors can hope to catch a glimpse of a shadowy spirit for themselves. Cell block 6 is also said to be home to shadowy spirits, as many of the penitentiary staff have reported seeing shadows move across the walls while making their rounds. One spirit in particular has been reported to stand completely still until it is noticed. Only then does the spirit quickly flee from sight. In cell block 12, staff have reported hearing the sound of laughter when no one else was around. There have even been accounts of seeing the ghost of Pep, a dog that was brought to Eastern State in 1924 as an attempt to boost morale at the height of the penitentiary's overcrowding problem. Ghostly encounters date back to years when the penitentiary was still in operation, but the question is why? What makes Eastern State Penitentiary such a haunted ground, and what does this tell us about our folkloric fascination with the supernatural? While Eastern State was deemed progressive in terms of prison reform, the penitentiary was not a place of quiet reflection like Ben Franklin and his society had envisioned. Punishments such as the mad chair, the water bath, and the iron gag were used to torture and constrain prisoners who broke the strict rules. One of these rules was maintaining constant silence, which was mandatory for both prisoners and staff. Prisoners were only given 2 half-hour breaks every day for exercise, and even then, they were forced to wear hoods so that they could not see each other's faces in the halls. Perhaps some of the inmates were capable of achieving penitence in these conditions, but it is safe to say that the majority of the prisoners suffered irreparable damage to their mental health caused by isolation. Those who died within the penitentiary's walls were tortured souls, which lends itself to the classic ghost story of the restless spirit who haunts the grounds on which they died, unable to find peace and reach the afterlife. 50 years after the penitentiary's closure, it remains a site where the folklore of the haunted prison is alive and thriving. The historical tours allow visitors to engage with their folkloric understanding of the supernatural, putting what they know to the test and hoping to leave with a ghost story of their own. It's one thing to hear the stories of ghosts that haunt the prison's empty cells, but it's another to have the chance to see it for yourself. While many are frightened by the unknown of the supernatural world, others eagerly search for proof of ghostly activity that can help us understand the unknown aspects of the living world. We'll never know if Eastern State Penitentiary is haunted by actual ghosts, but as long as its doors are open to the public, the penitentiary will continue to be haunted by the very real ghosts of folklore.